Do you know that man? Not about him, but do you know him personally? Does he dwell in your heart through the Holy Spirit? That's the question. A lot of people know about him, and they try to be satisfied with that. But satisfaction only comes when you come to know him in a personal way as your personal Savior. What a difference that it makes. 1 Peter chapter 1, if you'd like to turn your Bibles. And I'm going to speak to you this morning on the subject of someone lost his Bible. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse number 23. Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. Then in 2 Kings 22, beginning with verse number 8, and Hilkiah the high priest said unto Shaphan the scribe, I have found the book of the law in the house of the Lord. Where else would it be? Where would we find it today in the house of the Lord? The church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the word, the truth. Jesus says, my word is truth. Found the law in the house of the Lord. And Hilkiah gave the book to Shaphan, and he read it. Revelation tells us to read, we'll be blessed. And Shaphan, the scribe, came to the king and brought the king word again and said, thy servants have gathered the money that was found in the house and have delivered it into the hand of them that do the work that have the oversight of the house of the Lord. And Shaphan, the scribe, showed the king, saying, Hilkiah the priest hath delivered me a book. And Shaphan read it before the king. And it came to pass, when the king had heard the words of the book of the law, that he rent his clothes. Then in 2 Chronicles 34, beginning with verse number 14. 2 Chronicles 34, and verse number 14. And when they brought out the money that was brought into the house of the Lord, Hilkiah the priest found a book of the law of the Lord given by Moses. And Hilkiah answered and said to Shaphan the scribe, I have found the book of the law in the house of the Lord. And Hilkiah delivered the book to Shaphan, and Shaphan carried the book to the king and brought the king word back again, saying, all that was committed to thy servants, they do it. And they have gathered together the money that was found in the house of the Lord and have delivered it unto the hand of the overseers and to the hand of the workmen. Then Shaphan the scribe told the king, saying, Hilkiah the priest hath given me a book. And Shaphan read it before the kings. And it came to pass, when the kings had heard the words of the law, that he rent his clothes. It's always possible to read and to believe the Bible without discovering the truth that it contains. Bible brings to us today its concepts of God, just as fresh as when they were spoken. It shows us what God is like. He's a kind, compassionate, loving God. His love is for mankind. His desires are for mankind. His love is for you and me. His desires are for you and me. And because of his love for us, he wants the very best. And yet we fight him all the time. We resist. It shows what man's like. Rebellious, proud, sinful, greedy, selfish, self-centered. It shows us the way of salvation. Why does man need to be saved? Because he's a sinner. What's the result of sin? It's death. What death are we talking about? It's a physical death as well as a spiritual death. A separation from this old physical flesh is a physical death, and a separation from God for all of eternity in a place called hell that he didn't prepare for man but for the devil and his angels. That's the death that we're talking about. That's the second death. That's the eternal death. Dying and yet never dying. Suffering eternally. Does that move anybody? It should. Who do you know that's destined for that? Who do you know in your own family that's destined to that? Who do you know that you think maybe they're saved, but maybe you're not because their life doesn't show it? Well, if their life doesn't show it, there's a distinct possibility and probably a positive possibility that they are not saved. What do they need? They need the Word of God. They need the Holy Bible. We need to show them their condition so that they can be saved. The Bible shows us how to live. And living a life for the Lord. Living a life obeying his commandments. Living a life that's submissive and walking with him. That's the kind of life that the Bible shows us that we can have if we will be obedient to his word. It shows us the life after death. The life of those who repent of their sins and by faith trust him as Savior, what a glorious thing that's going to be, even for the least that are in heaven. Will there any less or more in heaven? Yes, there is. There absolutely is. This idea that all people are the same and when they get to heaven, not in the Bible. Somebody's lost their Bible. Somebody's reading it without understanding. Somebody needs to find their Bible because it shows us the life after death. And then it shows us the death after life. That's that death of the lost sinner who spends eternity separated from God and all that's good in the fires and flames of this terrible place called hell. In the Bible, God speaks, men listen, things happen. When God speaks and men listen, things happen. What a difference it made in my life when God spoke to me. And I'll tell you, it was a battle. It was a fight. But finally, I had to give in. And when I did, I beat myself up because it took me so long to wake up and realize what God was doing. He was trying to give me the best that he could in life. And I was fighting him all the way. But thank God, he stayed with me. And I was able to wake up. If your knowledge is weak and your understanding of his way is dim, find your Bible. Find your Bible. Find your Bible if you're in doubt. Look at Deuteronomy 26. Deuteronomy 26. And verses 66 and 67. Deuteronomy 26, verses 66 and 67. It's Deuteronomy 28, verses 66 and 67. and thy life shall hang in doubt before thee, and thou shalt fear day and night, and shalt have none assurance of thy life. In the morning thou shalt say, would God it were even, and at even it thou shalt say, would God it were morning, for the fear of it were for the fear of thine heart wherewith thou shalt fear, and for the sight of thine eyes which thou shalt see. Find your Bible if you're in doubt. Find your Bible if you're questioning. Find your Bible if you don't understand. Find your Bible if you're in trouble. Look at Proverbs 15 and verse number 27. 15th Proverb and verse number 27. He that is greedy of gain troubleth his own house, but he that hateth gifts shall live. And then Psalm 77, beginning with verse number 2. Psalm 77, beginning with verse number 2. In the day of my trouble, I sought the Lord. My soul ran in the night and ceased not. My soul refused to be comforted. I remembered God and was troubled. I complained and my spirit was overwhelmed. Thou holdest mine eyes waking. I am so troubled that I cannot speak. I have considered the days of old and the years of ancient times. I call to remembrance my song in this night. I commune with mine own heart, and my spirit made delight search. Will God cast off forever, and will he be favorable no more? In his mercy, clean, gone forever, doth his promise fail forevermore? Hath God forgotten to be gracious? Hath he in anger shut up his tender mercies? And I said, this is my infirmity, but I will remember the years of the right hand of the Most High. I will remember the works of the Lord. Surely I will remember thy wonders of old. I will meditate all the work and talk of thy doings. Thy way, O God, is in the sanctuary. Who is so great a God as our God? Thou art the God that dost wonders. Thou hast declared thy strength among the people. Thou hast with thine arm redeemed thy people, the sons of Jacob and Joseph. The waters saw thee, O God, and the waters saw thee. They were afraid, and the depths also were troubled. The clouds poured out water, the sky sent out a sound, thine arrows also went abroad. The voice of thundering in the heaven and the lightning lightened the world, the earth trembled and shook. Thy way is in the sea, and thy path is the great waters, and the footsteps are not known. Thou leddest thy people like a flock by the hand of Moses and Aaron. If you're troubled, then you need to find your Bible. You need to find your Bible if you have problems. Look at 2 Corinthians 12. 2 Corinthians chapter 12. Begin with verse number 7. 2 Corinthians 12, verse 7. The Bible says, and lest I should be exalted above measure, though the abundance of the revelations there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, and the messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. For this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in the reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distress, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then am I strong. I am become a fool in glorying. Ye have compelled me, for I ought to have been commended of you, for in nothing am I behind the very chiefest apostles, though I be nothing. Truly, the signs of an apostle were brought among you in all patience, in signs and in wonders and mighty deeds. Find the Bible when you have trouble, when you have problems. How many times are we sick and afflicted? How many times do we feel miserable and wore out and tired, used and abused? Listen, get your Bible out. God's still on his throne. He's still in charge. Learn the lesson that he has for us. And let that draw you close to the Lord. If you find your Bible, then you're going to find the way in which you can graciously and gracefully receive the lesson that he has. You can benefit, and even those around you can benefit. If your discernment in moral matters is dim, find your Bible. How can you live by the Bible if you're confused over moral matters? Look at Romans 12 and verse number 17. Romans chapter 12. In verse number 17, the Bible says, recompense to no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. If it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. How can one live by the Bible if they're carrying a burden of guilt? Look at James 2 and verse number 10. James chapter 2 and verse 10. The Bible says, for whosoever shall keep the whole law, yet offend in one point, he is guilty of all. Who lives a perfect life? No one. The need is that we keep it with 1 John 1, 9, confess our sins, and that he's faithful and just, forgive us, cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Where do we find it? Find your Bible. That's where you find it. That's where you find the remedy for your nature that you have, because none of us, again, live a perfect life. All of us sin. We don't want to admit it. That old pride of life rouses up. But brother, listen, it doesn't change the fact that we all sin and come short of the glory of God. That's why we need to get our Bibles down. We need to go through, and daily we need to do what the Bible teaches us to do in taking care of that sin problem. The idea of so-called Christianity is when you're saved, that's when they become religious, then you're perfect. You live above sin. Listen. There's only two kinds of people in the world. There's a saved sinner and a lost sinner. And Jesus Christ makes a difference. Where do you find him at? In here. How does he make a difference? Through this, because we're born of the Word of God. And so we need to take and find our Bible. How can you live well without guidance and without amid all the complexities of this life? There's false directions in this life. Listen, there is nothing. You get that phone of yours out and you start plucking and clicking and clicking and reading and studying and searching, and you'll find nine different solutions to one single problem. And every one of them different. So which one do you believe? Why, I was reading here the other day that one of my favorite country singers died. And then I looked it up. He's still alive. Beginning to mourn him, but he was alive. The craziness that we have. We got false direction on every hand. We're led into blind alleys, places where that you can't, don't know, you don't understand. I don't understand the craziness of this world we're living in. I don't understand the stupidity of the people of this world that we're living in. What do you mean? What do you base that? Are you basing on your intelligence? No, not me. I'm basing it on what the Word of God teaches us. I'm basing it on reality, and God's Word gives us reality. If you want to know the condition of this world, look in here. It'll tell you. You want to know why it's in that condition, look in here. It'll tell you. Find your Bible. Find your Bible. Stay in your Bible. Stay in it every day. You'll either, the Bible will keep you from sin, or sin will keep you from the Bible. Which is it in your life? Have you lost your Bible? Or do you still have it? We need to find it. Listen, stubborn world. There's a stubborn world that we're dealing with. Look at 119 Psalms and 108. 119th Psalm. Accept, I beseech thee, the freewill offerings of my mouth, O Lord, and teach me thy judgments. Look at 105. It says, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. And then verses 8 and 9 of 119. Verse 8 and 9 says, I will keep thy statutes, O forsake me not utterly. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. Need to find your Bible. We need to find your Bible. Listen, there's the hidden shallowness of understanding of the scripture today is amazing. The shallowness of it. People know about the Bible. Like Brother Mike was using an illustration in his class when he was a young man. His dad gave him the Bible and said, read it. So he read it through. His dad said, do you understand it? What'd you get out of it? And had all the stories and stuff of the Bible, but no real understanding of it. No, didn't get the message. Listen, this whole 66 books here present Jesus Christ. Amen. He read through it and didn't get it. Yeah. How many people read through it and don't get it? Right. How many of God's people read through it? How many church members read through it and really don't get it? How many of them have I know preachers that have a shallow understanding of the Bible. They take the surface. They don't get into it. They don't meditate. They don't search. They don't examine. He said, search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life. And he said, they are they which testify of me. And listen, he's everything. Okay, tell me what exists that doesn't exist by him. The Bible says when we're saved, we're in him. We move and have our being. We need to find our Bibles. We need to find them. And we need to do it because of our commitment to the lost world. Listen, our commitment to the lost world is faint and frail. Look at Luke 10, verses 35 through 37. Luke chapter 10. And on the morrow, when he departed, he took out 2 pence and gave them to the host, and said unto him, take care of him, and whatsoever thou spendest more, when I come again, I will repay thee. Now, let's get what's talking about here. There was a man that fell among thieves, was beaten almost to death. And this priest come walking by and was stayed over on the other side of the road. And then this Hebrew come walking by and stayed on the other side of the road. But this good Samaritan He was willing to self-sacrifice. He was willing to provide for this individual, expecting nothing for himself in return. He was willing to sacrifice for the benefit of this person's health. How often do we walk by on the other side of the road when it comes to the lost? When what we have is that which will bring them to health eternally. We need to make the sacrifice. We need to do as this Samaritan did. But what? Listen, we need to find our Bible because we're walking by on the other side. So how do you know, preacher? Because the empty pews that we have. How long has it been since you brought somebody to church? You know, you invited them to come and they turned you down and so out. We're done off of them. They're not our kind. We're all the same kind. We're all sinners. Let's get it down. And there's not a better sinner and a worse sinner in the eyes of God. We're all sinners. That's our condition. And so we need to quit lifting ourselves up like the priest and this other individual did and walk by on the other side of lost sinners. We don't need to go to a youth rally. What we need to do is go to a youth rally, and when we see new people there, go and introduce ourselves and talk to them a little bit and ask them, are you saved? And then when we find out they're lost, if we spend a little time during the service, during the preaching, and pray for them and ask God to open our heart and deal with them and use the preacher to bring the message to them, we might see folks get saved at youth rally again. How many years has it been since we've seen people saved at youth rally? I've seen people saved at youth rallies. I've seen preachers surrender their life to service. I've seen backslidden, cold, indifferent, unconcerned, excluded church members come and make it right with God at youth rallies. Now most people don't even feel the need of going to a youth rally anymore. It's just for kids. It is not. It's more of a fellowship meeting of the churches than it is a youth rally for the youth. We need to find our Bibles. We need to find our Bibles. And when we find them, we don't need to put them on the coffee table or the end table or the kitchen table. We need to dust them off, open them up, and get in there and let God's Word do to us what needs to be done. And when we go in there, we need to do it willingly. And when it condemns us, we need to take it. And we need to get it right with the Lord. And then we won't walk by on the other side. Then we might have family members and loved ones get saved or get back in church and serve the Lord. We need to find our Bibles. We need to renew our commitment to the Word of God. Look at Ephesians chapter 6. Verses 1 and 2. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. And you fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. We need to find our Bibles. We need to get back to this order that God has established. We need to get back to children obeying and honoring their parents. We need to get back to parents being in a state and a condition and living their life in such a way that children can honor their parents. They need to spend the time in the books so that we can protect our children from this ungodly reprobateism that's going through our world today. That's denying God and denying His work. and perverting his order. Listen, that's going to take a toll on our children. As young children grow up, brother, they go through turmoil. When this thing they call puberty, the mind of a child growing up, he wonders, a boy wonders why he's not a girl, and a girl wonders why she's not a boy. That's normal. They need to be taught you're the way you are because God made you that way and you can't be changed. That's eternal. But we need to find our Bibles. We need to be committed to the Word of God. Our problem is our commitment to the world as a church is faint because the church has lost her Bible. Our commitment to the world is faint because the ministry has lost their Bible. 2 Timothy 4:2 says, preach the word. Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. Preach the word. My goodness. I get so upset and irritated, and I got that way at the youth rally afterwards. I went walking out. People come and commented about the preaching. Well, it preaches too fast, uses too many scriptures, too loud. Listen, we've lost the understanding that when a preacher preaches, the Spirit of God gets a hold of him, and he's going to respond. Preaching is not lecturing. Preaching is preaching. We've lost the spirituality of our services. It's been 10 years since that camp we had the Spirit take a hold. And I've been there when at the first of the week, man, the Spirit would get a hold on Monday night and it would be moving all week and we'd have folks saved and wonderful services. The Spirit hasn't moved in the services up there in 10 years. What's the matter? It's because of the preaching. That's right. We've got lost people there, and the gospel's not preached. We're straightening God's people out. Well, listen, until the Lord takes us out of here, God's people aren't going to be straightened out like we want them to be. I'm not going to be straightened out like you want me to be, and you're not going to be straightened out like I want you to be. So what we've got to do is just get in here and understand we need to accept ourselves as we are and deal with it according to the scripture. And people worried about being accepted of other people. If the Lord accepts us, forget other people. We're not in this business to please people. We're in this business to please the Lord. We need to be busy about it. We need to find our Bibles. We lost them. We need to believe God's word. We need to sing his praises. We need to pay our moral debt to society. The Bible says no man lives or dies unto himself. I don't care how rotten this whole world is. We still owe them Jesus. We're obligated. We need to fill our hands with the work of the Lord. And his work is never done. His work won't be done until we go on to be with him. Then we'll receive our rest. Other than that, we need to labor. Let's stand as piano song leader comes. What number shall we sing? The invitation has been open, but isn't particularly open right now. If the Spirit of God's convicted your heart, you need to come to Jesus. Because listen, the church is only as spiritual as her weakest member. The church is only as good as its worst member. 380. We are a body, and what one member does affects the entire body. My That's why we need to find our Bibles. We need to get back into them. We need to get on our knees. We need to get His forgiveness. We need to begin to live our lives as He would have us to, for the sake of others.